Fidel Castro's influencer grandson makes fun of Elian Gonzalez, former refugee now a communist lawmaker. By Christian K. Caruso on June 2, 2026. Sandro Castro, grandson of late Cuban communist dictator Fidel Castro, mocked Elian Gonzalez, a former refugee turned regime mascot and lawmaker, this week in a recap video of his most recent party. Castro's latest Instagram content, published on Monday evening, comes hours after the self-described influencer reportedly hosted a weekend-long party at Varadero Beach, one of the island's most beautiful natural sites. The Cuban independent outlet Cibercaba reported that Castro's party coincided with a separate three-day-long festivity hosted by a Cuban regime-run hotel in Varadero celebrating the start of this year's summer season. Much like Castro's life, the Varadero parties did not appear to be affected by the abject misery, hunger, and poverty that the communist regime forces Cubans to endure every day. According to Cibercaba, Castro used his Instagram account to promote the Path of Vampire H, a series of activities named after the Vampire H character that Castro has adopted as a comedy alter ego in some of his past comedy sketches. On Monday, Castro published a recap of summer kickoff 2K26 festivities in Varadero. The clip begins with Castro asking, "Do you know that place?" before pointing at a sign in Spanish that reads, "Welcome to Varadero." "Hi, do you remember the start of summer in Varadero? Follow me to see what happened," Castro, sitting on a beach and drinking a beer from a brand seized by his family's communist regime, says in the video. The video then shows Castro pointing with his two hands towards a sign from the Cuban Tourism Ministry that reads, "What is collected here is for the people." He appears to express his rejection of the ministry's claims by shrugging towards the camera. Castro's apparent criticism of his family's communist regime continued with him pointing at a rundown toll station in Varadero while speaking to the camera with Magnolia, a plastic hand resembling the Thing from the Addams Family franchise. The object is a recurring character in Castro's content. The footage cuts to Castro and Magnolia next to a camel. Castro, in an apparent reference to the extreme water shortages in Cuba, says, "And do you remember that camel? There are plenty of them around at the start of summer. This creature didn't let us down, it learned to survive without water," Castro says. "The people of Egypt are looking out for us." The video continues with Castro crouching next to a pair of dolphins before referring to the case of Elian Gonzalez. Castro presents the two marine mammals as the magical dolphins, the ones who brought Elian to us, before claiming that they are now transporting people from Miami to our start of the party. Elian Gonzalez, a 32-year-old lawmaker in the Cuban National Assembly, is widely known in America and around the world as a child refugee who the Democrat administration of former President Bill Clinton violently deported. In November 1999, at the age of 5, Gonzalez fled communist Cuba alongside his mother Elizabeth Brotones Rodriguez and other Cuban refugees on a boat. While Gonzalez was successfully rescued some 3 miles off the coast of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Brotones Rodriguez died on the journey after the boat sank. Gonzalez later told reporters that he survived by clinging to an inner tube and relying on the aid of dolphins, who brought him to rescue. Contrary to Castro's mockery of Gonzalez, the child had said that the dolphins helped him reach the United States, not Cuba. The child Elian Gonzalez was placed in the custody of his uncle, Lázaro Gonzalez, and other relatives living in Miami. However, following a legal battle involving his father, Juan Miguel Gonzalez, U.S., and Cuban authorities, he was violently torn out of his family's hands and deported back to Cuba in 2000 during the administration of former President Bill Clinton. Since then, Gonzalez has lived his life as a mascot of the Cuban regime, which has repeatedly featured him in propaganda videos exalting the image of late murderous dictator Fidel Castro, the same dictator who Elian's mother desperately tried to flee. Elian Gonzalez has served as a lawmaker in the Cuban regime's sham parliament since 2023. Last week, the legislator praised nonagenarian dictator Raúl Castro and described him as a hero after Castro was indicted in the United States for his role in the murder of 4 Cuban-American men in 1996. The last part of Sandro Castro's recap shows him and Magnolia riding a jet ski resting on a metal stand before saying, "Woom. I'm catching up to them now." I'm catching up to that aircraft carrier because they're invited to that party, too. The comment appears to be in reference to the USS Nimitz, which is reportedly deployed in Caribbean waters. But as always, the beginning is just the beginning. Castro, now seen in a nighttime party, concludes. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.